Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. For God so loved the world, that's the care he had, that he gave his only begotten son, that's the cure. But I end, he gave the world a choice. You know, I love, that's what love is. You know, next month, February the 8th, it'll be 21 years. 21 years I married that girl. 21 years. But cool. If I would have got a 9mm and said, Terrain, you're going to meet me at St. James Baptist, and you're going to marry me. And I would have marched her down there with that 9mm behind her head and made her say, I do. Is that love?
No.
That's no love at all. Oh, cuz I'm. But boy, when I was standing up there. Richard, you know what I'm talking about, bro. I was standing up there, and a door swung open. Pauline, I said, she showed up. Not only did she show up, but she's so beautiful. Kareem, you was there. So beautiful. She showed up because she loved me. God said, not only I care for the world, not only I got a cure for the world, but I'm going to give a choice to the world. It says here, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have. Well, honor what Jesus says. I give you a choice. You either, there were three crosses. Said the cross of redemption. That was the cross Jesus was on. Amen. But on one side to his right was the cross of repentance. Say cross of repentance.
Cross of repentance.
But on the left side there was a cross of rejection. Say cross of rejection.
Cross of rejection.
They were all, the two thieves was in the same proximity of the cross of redemption. I'm about to close. The one on the right and the one on the left was in the same proximity of the cross of redemption, but each one had to make a choice. One began to say, if you be the Son of God, save yourself and us. Say the cross of rejection. God ain't got nothing to prove to us. He was the Son of God. Some people want God to prove himself. God ain't got to prove himself to none of us. He is El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Tsidkenu. He is I am that I am. And he don't have to prove himself to nobody. If you be. God, if you real, you'll pay my bill. God, if you real, you'll heal my, baby, I'm real whether I heal you or pay your bill. I'm God. Cross of rejection, but the cross of repentance. He couldn't move his head, but if he could have leaned off that cross and look around at that joke, he'd have said, man, shut up. We are receiving what we deserve. Can we go home? Say choice. Shut up. We are getting what we deserve. But Lord, will you come into thy kingdom? Oh, Pastor Russell used to sing that song. Lord, remember me. Remember me, oh Lord, remember. One more time, please.
Remember me.
That's what that thief was saying.
Remember me. Oh, Lord. Remember.
That thief said, he got his identity. But I want my identity. Lord, will you come into your kingdom? Lord, I just ask that you remember me. And Jesus said, son, today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next, but son, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Son, you got your real identity. Do you have your real identity? Do you really have your real identity? Remember now, remember, if you're not in Christ, you don't have an identity. If I should ask for your spiritual identity today, will I still see you or will I see Jesus? Stand to your feet. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that I can have and we can have an identity in Jesus. So many of us want to be identified by so many things, but